Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. The very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul, and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
My ruse are getting a little lame as of late, my friends. Well, in any case, greetings, my friends, and welcome, as always, to Dog Poet Transmitting and the always hovering saucer pod. And as usually is the case, greetings, blessings, and encouragements from the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster. Rather a long pause there, and I'm sorry about that. I was getting a tad of feedback because I had the volume up too high on the monitor. That's been corrected now. We've gotten so used to living in the visible spectrum, but the totality of a spectrum only applies to the bandwidth of the plane it appears on. And this should tell you there's always a lot more going on than what you can see or hear or touch. And it also means that there's much more seeing, hearing, and touching you than you might be aware of. I'll make a short digression here before I continue on with whatever my train of thought was. I don't know. I see a few cars have fallen off. Anyway, I was supposed to put a radio broadcast together last week, and then right toward the end, James got in touch with me, and he said, well, this and that, and I kind of misread what he was saying, and he said, well, I can just play what I had for last week, never occurring to me that it had been put up for all the people that were listening, so it was, you know, the same thing, only not different. And, well, so I had this week been jotting down some notes and all for tonight's show, or broadcast. I hate to use the word show. Anyway, and then I couldn't find it. So, my friends, I'm basically winging it here because, you know, I do not like to miss two broadcasts in a row. If I do, I would feel like I let myself down and let you down. So we're just going to pull it out of a hat. Maybe we get a broadcast. Maybe we get a rabbit. I don't know. In any case, on the manifest plane, the deep state Satanists are on a full war footing against Trump. through all the compromised intelligence agencies, the entertainment Morlocks, and the Zionist-owned media. Let's be candid here. They're pulling out all stops because their very existence depends on it. Trump needs to do what Putin did with the oligarchs, and he's got the 9/11 card to play if he wants to, and he might have to, especially given that those who oppose him are the same ones who are behind 9/11. It should prove to be a very eventful year. Now, you might have noticed in the news this week that Kellyanne Conway, who is Trump's Jane of all trades, happened to mention something about Bowling Green and how it never happened. But then she said she misspoke herself. Good Lord. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday coming up, and my Pats are in. And God, I hope that Tom Brady pulls it off. Oh, I can't tell you how much I hope he does. If he doesn't, I'll be able to live with the results. But there's a lot of strange, apocalyptic things going on, and I really don't know what to say about that. I don't care one way or the other, if others believe in the ineffable as I do, or that there is an ineffable at all. Sure, I wish, as I believe, like Paul said, that all men were as I am. I think that was what he said. It is better to marry than to burn. Not that the last part applies to what I'm saying here, but only that was what it was about, him being celibate, but I'm using it another way. Sure, I wish that all believed as I do, but I don't expect it. However, you can't deny that some force of some kind is very much at work in this world today. The fact that Trump won the election is proof positive of that. I could cite many another occurrence of late, but I'll leave that awareness to those listening here. I see where it is being said that the influence of major Satanist George Soros is on the wane. He is encountering opposition from many world leaders. He's losing money, and now he is launching a multi-pronged attack against President Trump via the celebrity army and the dysfunctional feminist, gay, and racial mix of presumed and assumed victims of his pending policies. Most of their arguments are hogwash. We have seen what came about during the years of Obama's rule. We saw his gratuitous wars against legitimate Middle Eastern governments. We saw the hundreds of thousands of dead, as well as millions of injured and displaced. We saw his drone assaults on women and children, and his complicity in the creation of ISIS as well, as the hand of his administration in all those false flag operations from Sandy Hook to the Boston Marathon bombing. We saw his open borders policies in the entrance of so many immigrants from South and Central America and Mexico, fleeing living situations brought about by United States chicanery abroad and exacerbated by Fast and Furious in tandem with the rogue CIA drug-running cartels, easily as vicious and psychopathic as the other cartels. It's a time of tremendous change, and Trump policies are stirring the pot, making confrontation a daily affair as gargantuan vested interests square off against each other in the push and pull arena of no compromise. We can only hope that General Flynn will use all the power at his disposal to bring the big dogs to heel. We can only hope that the hidden hand of the ineffable will work his mastery to stymie those who have had their way for too long, far too long. As always, we are hopeful here at Dog Poet Transmitting. For ourselves, we hope to relocate into a more rural and pastoral location to watch it all go down and go by. In the end, it will be parts of karma and unexpected serendipity that may serve to determine the outcome. In the matter of karma, most of that is fixed, but the divine adjusts the outcome of anything to his own ends. And so it goes. Well, we know that the world is going crazy, and that is to be expected in times of intense materialism. The more materialistic conditions, well, the more materialistic they become, the more you can expect outbreaks of madness as a routine. Materialism does not all of a sudden get better. It doesn't turn into a cornucopia of blessings all around for everyone in reach. What it does is become more pernicious and dog-eat-dog as it continues apace. And a small portion of greedy fanatics corner the majority of everything, and the majority of the people wind up with less and less because those grasping and grabbing for everything in sight become more and more cravenly insane and self-justifying as they go. You would think by this time it would be much worse than it is, but something has been fooling with the foul dreams of the rapacious few. You would be among the mentally challenged if you were to believe that those with their hands on spectacular amounts of the loot gave a care at all about others with far less than they. Regardless of how they try to paint themselves as philanthropists and stewards of the public good, they are neither. Neither. Potato, potato. Their philanthropy is a sham and exists only to draw favorable attention to themselves. As I said, I'm winging it here today. Couldn't find my notes. Couldn't find my head if it weren't attached to my neck. But in any case, maybe this gives me an opportunity to speak a little more intimately with all of you. And allow me to say that through the years that I've been doing this radio show and the greater amount of years that I was doing the blogs and such, I've grown very fond of all of you. I don't know most of you personally. In fact, most of you have never even communicated with me. But there's no accounting for the affection that I have developed, because I can feel you out there at some reach, at some distance. I can feel you. Your shapes are half-formed. I cannot make out your features. Everything is blurred. But I feel this affection welling in my heart. And for the last several weeks, I have been beset with gratitude on all sides. I find myself turning on rare moments, only they're not so rare anymore. And just this upwelling of good feeling fills my heart. It overcomes me. I almost fall to my knees. I can't help it. From whence comes this? This I do not know, but come it does. And I'm transfixed and transfigured by it. I'm changed by it. There's a kinder and sweeter visible now than there ever has been. I'm no longer angry at anyone. I'm not even that concerned about what it is they do and don't do. I don't know quite how to put this. Maybe you might say I have mellowed with the years. But the truth of the matter is, the feeling is overwhelming me. It is just coming in and grabbing my heart and squeezing it like a handful of grapes. And as the juice of the grapes falls from my fingers, the drops are transformed into some kind of ambrosia, nectar of the god concoction. And I don't even have to drink it. I can smell it in the very atmosphere of it, like some kind of supercharged Bach flowers. You know, just fills the air. Close my eyes and know I'm not tripping. And I can see paisleys pouring through my mind. Some sort of like strange, supercharged kaleidoscope of colors and emotions and sounds all woven together in a tapestry of exaltation. My friends, Yeah, I guess I'm a bit taken away by this, which I do not understand. But I must say, I don't think I've ever felt this good before in my life. Never have I felt so complete, so unified with myself, whatever that side of myself was that I couldn't find and couldn't pull into unity with the rest. It's there now. It merges, it separates so that I can, in an objective perspective, see it apart from me and then bring it back into the whole over and over again. And it's just, it's at one turn mystifying and at the other turn just incredibly surprising. And I think I really have you to thank for it. I know you're out there. I know I can't see you. My God, I can feel you. You made my life better than it was, and you made me a better person than I was, because somehow I reached for the higher part of myself, feeling that I had to, like, come through on some level. And indeed, on some level, it seems like I might just have done that. In any case, my friends, here I have gone and taken up all this time, and we come to the end of another broadcast. So what can I say? Om Amitabha, Hare Krishna, Hail Lord Jesus Christ. Much love, Lady Nature. Meacham Ambu, Guru Bawa, La Ilaha Il Alahu. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Did I leave anyone out? If I did, my apologies indeed. With that said, aloha and aloo, and God bless you one and all.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. Bringing live and truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIG Radio Network of Stations.